In the summer of 1969, 500,000 people gathered on a dairy farm in upstate New York to dance, drink, listen to music, make love, to stand up and maybe even fall down for peace. If the Vietnam War had never happened, perhaps neither would have Woodstock. Though the war ended, it wasn't due to a bunch of people gathering in the Catskill Mountains, and it was only after the destruction had already taken place. Fracking is no Vietnam War, but it has unified another group of artists and musicians in an attempt to stop it. Fracking is used to bring oil and natural gas to the surface by cracking open bedrock deep in the earth with millions of gallons of chemical-laced water per well. It's been touted as the means for national security through energy independence and advocated around the world as a vital economic boost during global financial crisis. Where fracking occurs, stories are left behind. Stories of getting rich quick, or at least getting the bills paid off. Bad water, sick animals and people. Jobs, some temporary, some not. Toxic air, stolen land. Unethical companies, booming investments, collusion between government and industry. Whether it's Texas, California, Wyoming, Ohio, Colorado, Pennsylvania, South Africa, Romania, France, Ireland, Australia, just Google fracking and you'll see. Sifting through the drama, you eventually get to the data. But even the science gets murky, depending upon who wrote it and who funded it. While industry continues to claim that fracking has never caused water contamination, Public Herald, among many others, has reported that it has. To quote one Pennsylvania landowner with whom Public Herald spoke in 2011, on Sunday they started fracking, on Tuesday the water turned brown. There are many cases of water contamination documented by New York's neighbor, Pennsylvania, specifically by the Department of Environmental Protection. And then there's the EPA's findings, revalidated by the United States Geological Survey in September, that fracking contaminated water in Pavilion, Wyoming, where residents can no longer drink or cook with their water. But the industry, through mouthpieces like the group Energy in Depth, continued to deny that fracking can cause water contamination and target those who speak out against it, including Artists Against Fracking, founded by Yoko Ono and Sean Lennon. Energy in Depth's Nicole Jacobs calls Artists Against Fracking artists looking for relevance. And who are these artists looking for relevance? They range from Leonardo DiCaprio to MGMT, Thurston Moore, Lady Gaga, and John Medeski, an innovative pianist, perhaps best known for his part in the jazz trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood. Public Herald recently talked with John and asked him why he got involved.
Why exactly are you against fracking?
It's a short-sighted, non-renewable process. And we should really be thinking differently and thinking forward here in New York State, and like I see New York set an example in the world.
John's been speaking out against fracking for years, and his band, Medeski, Martin, and Wood, is just one of the many names that scroll across the screen on the Artists Against Fracking website. Like many of us, John had a distanced understanding of fracking at first, and he wasn't particularly bothered by it. Without all the details, it's something that's easy to overlook. But if you take a step closer, things start to stick out the wrong way.
I've heard about it, you know, maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and it didn't really click with me. But then 2 years ago, I'm not sure exactly, I don't remember exactly where I heard about it or from whom, but you know, all of a sudden it really hit me what its impact would be here and how seriously the government was thinking about allowing it to pass. And it just dawned on me, it was one of those things that as soon as I realized what fracking was about and that it might happen, I have just been, you know, possessed ever since to fight it in every way I possibly can.
Have you been able to talk to individuals whose land?
Yeah, absolutely.
Were there some stories that really stuck out to you?
Well, you know, I mean, I've been to a lot of hearings. I think a lot of people don't, you know, they read about it in the newspaper, but they haven't really seen, gone and checked out, hey, you know, what is going on? You know, the only way to get a sense of it is to, of anything, is to really have a firsthand experience, and it's, you know, it's hideous. For me, one of the, stories, you know, one of many is just how people have been, like, just, you know, burned in their shower, and they're taking a shower, and their water's fine. A few seconds later, all of a sudden, they feel like, you know, burning sensation, and they end up with boils in their skin. I mean, it's pretty frightening.
In May of 2012, New York artists from Citizen Cope to Natalie Merchant joined together in Albany as part of a multimedia event to educate the public on the dangers of fracking. And among many others, Medeski, Martin, and Wood were there.
The concert was really spearheaded by Natalie Merchant. You know, Natalie and I started talking about it, and we, you know, talked about trying to do a little concert, and she really ran with it. And she and her partner, John Bauermaster, got together an amazing event involving a lot of great musicians, interspersed with all kinds of facts and video footage and different testimonies, as well as several letters read by actors and things like that. So, you know, basically, it was kind of informational as well as, you know, musical.
Award-winning journalist, author, and filmmaker John Bauermaster produced a film of the event, which premiered at Woodstock Film Festival on October 11th. For Medeski and all the other artists, social responsibility is part of the gig.
As a musician, how do you see your role in speaking out against fracking?
For me as a musician, it's the best I can do is just try to make anybody who's any of our fans aware of the situation. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of where the Artists Against Fracking that started. So, I mean, I've been talking about doing something, you know, trying to get this something like that together for a little while. And then, you know, Yuka Honda was a good friend of mine for years. And Sean, who I've also known for many years, you know, really jumped on it and made it happen, which is really great. It's like, you know, we're not as famous as a lot of other, you know. So it's great to have, you know, artists, you know, who are more like celebrities getting behind the issue, because they can definitely reach a lot more people more quickly.
As John said, this is the goal of Artists Against Fracking: to unite New Yorkers who have a little more press coverage than average to create a platform for the voices who don't. Especially in the face of a booming international industry whose big-name companies dwarf most of the impacted. John would like to see other big names get involved.
I'd love to see Willie Nelson get behind it. You know, he's a champion of the farmer.
The farmer's land has become the battleground for fracking for a number of reasons. But land and water are at the core of each. Traditionally, accounting for only 1% of the United States water use, the mining and drilling industry's consumption numbers usually pale in comparison to agriculture's 80 or 90% of water use. However, the 2012 drought has brought out the beginnings of a competition between farming and fracking. With the year's dry months, water prices have skyrocketed, prices the multi-billion dollar gas and oil companies can afford, but not individual farmers. The Colorado Oil and Gas Commission estimates that the water demands of fracking will increase by 16% over the next 3 years in their state alone. These are provocative estimations, especially considering the impact of this year's drought. 62 of Colorado's 64 counties were declared disaster zones in July.
More than misleading sort of premises of the gas companies, and one of the great tragedies is the idea of helping these farmers out. I mean, there's no question that they're in a tough situation, and you know, a lot of them have incredible debt, and their families, their children are not necessarily picking up the business and keeping it going. You know, people want out. So I know it's a hard situation, but you know, so the gas companies are flashing money in their face. They will, you know, and it's a way for these people to get out of their debt. But in the meantime, it's hard for me to imagine some, you know, a farmer really is, you know, these people who work so hard, especially dairy farmers, you know, they've all along stood up against any sort of corporate, I guess, you know, you call it, you know, people in suits, you know, and people that have, you know, this, you know, they, you know, dairy farmers have always been, you know, hardworking, salt of the earth kind of people, and for them to give in to these money grubbing, greedy, suit wearing, you know, oil companies and gas companies, it is just hard for me to believe, and it's tragic, you know, that they're in that position. And it's just, you know, it's really not the answer. I wish a lot more of them would stand up, and I wish a lot more of them loved the land and, you know, loved the earth that they have inherited to take care of, and we're not only thinking of themselves and their finances, you know, I wish they had a bigger picture.
At a government level, what would you like to see happen?
I'd like to see a lot more funding go toward, I'd like to see funding and go towards alternate energy sources, and I would like to see a real serious push towards finding alternatives that are just, you know, that will be for the long-term future and not just short-term gain. And that's why I would like to see, you know, New York State ban fracking. I mean, other countries have banned it. New Jersey banned it. You know, that's like, I don't know why New York can't step up and do it. I mean, I understand that, you know, Cuomo's under a lot of pressure, and that these companies are so powerful and they have so much money and they have contributed so much to so many things, including a lot of environmental organizations. You know, so that put them into this position of expecting something, you know. But it would be great for somebody to stand up for the people and for the state rather than, you know, stand up for them against us. Because there's going to be no jobs for people here. They're not going to be training New Yorkers how to run these rigs. They're going to be bringing people in, workers from elsewhere, you know. And the whole illusion that it's going to provide jobs and money for New York is a farce. I mean, I don't have a natural gas. I don't use natural gas at my house. Not even an option here. That gas isn't going to end up in New York. It's going to end up going out of the country.
For John, whose upstate New York residence gets its water from a private water well, his concern is not only for the personal impact this method of mining might have on him, his family, or their land, but also on the bigger picture. For him, the question sits there like a proverbial elephant in the room, though these days it's looking more like a fracking well. And that question is, what's going to happen to us?
I mean, from what I've seen in Pennsylvania, it's spread. You know, it's like the regulations that, you know, are supposedly going to be put in place are not stringent enough. And the way that New York, the water table in New York, I mean, didn't we see from the hurricane how connected all the water is here? And everything just rose up and flooded everywhere. It's, you know, our water table is so close to the surface. That, you know, to dig down into it and leave these wells sitting there. I mean, cement does not last forever. It's going to crack and stuff is going to leak and get into the water. And it's going to spread over time. I mean, ultimately, everywhere. And these aquifers are so connected underground.
Art has been a cornerstone of reform throughout history. Like Woodstock and its forebears, Artists Against Fracking is a movement of response. It's an action against the abuse of power, the abuse of our earth, in an attempt to move society toward a safe, sustainable future.
Some of the people I know out there that are, you know, that are liberals, that are sort of taking this intellectual stance that, oh, well, fracking is better than coal and it's a good idea, and it's just a handful of millionaires in New York who don't want it. And that is such a crock and such a lie. Either it's a lie or it's just a misconception. You know, I mean, it's a lot of just regular people out here who don't want anything to do with it. And that's including, you know, a lot of these artists that are in the arts. In fact, not all of them are famous, and not all of them are celebrities. You know, it's really not about that. It's about, you know, these are people that live in New York and care about their future and their families, you know, and the generations to come.
Unknown chemicals in unknown amounts, vast amounts of unrecyclable water, poorly managed waste disposal, thousands of dollars worth of fines for Clean Water Act violations, irreparable damage to forests, wetlands, farmlands, and contaminated water aquifers. If we take the time to care, we quickly realize the hard truth of fracking. that even with protective laws and multiple layers of cement and steel casing to prevent leakage of contaminants, failures occur more often than the industry will admit. And eventually, all oil and gas wells deteriorate and have the potential to pollute the world's diminishing supplies of fresh, clean, affordable water. And then what? Music for this podcast is from the Modesky Martin and Wood albums Let's Go Everywhere, End of the World Party, Just in Case, and 20. This has been a Plus Creativity podcast by Public Herald. I'm Melissa Troutman. You heard editorial intern Laurel Damon in the interview, and the podcast was edited by Joshua Probanek. Thanks for listening.
Where's the music?